Welcome to Beneath the Calm. I'm Jacinta, your host and your guide to personal and spiritual growth. I'm also host of podcast Self-Aware Soul, and I have a YouTube channel, Jacinta Healing Arts, where the content is all about personal and spiritual growth. And thank you for being with us today. And the title of the show is What Hope Look Like, and we have a special guest, Melissa Taylor. Before I introduce her, there's a few things that I like to share. I'm a holistic practitioner and have been practicing for the last 20 years, but in the last 5 to 10 years, it's been more of a full-time thing as I was asked to pursue this field because of the impact that I'm making in people's lives. A little bit background, I have published 3 books, Take Charge, Reclaim Your Life, and Be Your True Self. It's all about insights and tools that I have used navigating through life challenges. This is why I have created this space, although the intention was to actually create a space for men that are also suffering, that has also gone through emotional and mental abuse, but it's not recognized because there's that stigma that, you know, men has to be strong and it's not possible that they can be abused. Yes, they can be abused emotionally, mentally, may not be so much so as physically, but they are still abused and they still go through the same suffering as a lot of women are. Only a couple days ago, I was looking for some information on abuse, and I saw a lot of resources, information on abuse that women suffer, but there was very few at all that was addressed to men being abused. Now, over the years working with clients and having close friends and someone really close and dear to me are abused and they are suffering in silence. And for those of us that are family, friends, closely related, we suffer along with them and we feel helpless because we can't really do much unless they actually reach out to ask for help. In some cases, if we did try to reach out and help them, it could have actually severe consequences on them. So we are really helpless looking from the outside. And to all the listeners that are listening today, I just want to say that if you are in a situation that are dealing with any mental abuse from your partner, your wife, girlfriend, or whatever, just know that you are just as human as the rest of us women are, and you deserve to be heard. You deserve to be recognized that you too have feelings and emotions like the rest of us. And it's not a shame to admit it. Actually, it takes a lot of courage and strength to be able to come forward and speak about it. And those of you that are watching your loved ones suffering, if there's any way you can find to somehow support them. And if you can't, then all we can do is send them love and healing. And that will help. I'm talking about this today because that's what I am actually going through right now, watching someone very dear to me suffering in silence. And this topic, what hope looks like, is very actually close to what I'm talking right now. I hope for all of those that are suffering in silence that they can find the strength to come forward, speak up, and if you can't, find a way. And I know there are some people that are totally helpless and cannot, and the only thing we can do is just pray for them right now. My hope, speaking of hope, my hope is that this space is a space that you can find and reach out to me if you want. My name is Jacinta. My website is jacintahealingarts.com, or I can be reached at jacintahealingarts@gmail.com. My hope again is to remove the stigma so that men will feel it's okay to come forward and share their struggles, reach out for support that need, because there's no reason why you need to suffer in silence. Society has changed a lot. Women are also getting stronger and also being a provider. So all of this doesn't have to be on your shoulder. So welcome, Melissa. You are the children of four, right? And the youngest, not the oops, 10 years younger. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I know you have so much that you can share to inspire our listeners today. And when we met, I know we had a healing session where your guides and my guides had this message for you that being a realtor is only a vehicle. Let's talk about that and go back and share a little bit about your story, your background, and what you do today, and how you're helping other people.
Sure. First of all, I just want, my heart goes out to you, Jacinta. We've been speaking about your life and your struggles, and you are in my prayers as long as well as your family. And I applaud you for creating this space. It takes courage to create a space where many have not created one. And I really appreciate you having people on here, men, women, because the message that we bring is the hope that somebody will hear one little piece and it will be able to help them get through the day, the month, or the year. And sometimes it's minute by minute with some people. So thank you for creating the space and for allowing me to participate.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
So tell us your
Yeah.
story about what hopes look like for you.
Well, it was really interesting, sort of my life. As I'm a realtor. Like where I am right now, I'm a successful realtor. I have an amazing team that is born from the same heart that I do. And one of our main missions, and what makes us a little bit different, is we start at the heart. We start at the heart. So the way we operate now is a accumulation of the challenges I've gone through in my life and how I've overcome adversity, not easily. And sometimes I overcome it and fall back down, and I'm constantly learning. And I've discovered that the most important thing we can do is meet people where they are. I can't tell you, especially this year, we've had a difficult economic time over this last little bit, and I meet with families or individuals, and the majority, when I say the majority, I would say about 80% of my visits this year have been with families that are in distress for one reason or another, whether it's economics or it's family dynamics, whatever it is. And some of those I've been able, together with the team and our amazing partners, lawyers, mortgage brokers, all of those people, to show people hope that selling necessarily isn't the best idea, and there are other options. And a few of them, we've been able to keep them in their homes, which to me is just as successful as helping them sell a home. So when you come from that place of heart, and I think having gone through, and I'll give you a sort of a brief overview of where how my journey got me here. I certainly didn't, wake up one day and say, oh, I dream of being a real estate agent. A lot of people have, my childhood dream was, I still remember scanning. I wanted to be a, bag groceries. I had all those toys. Like, I didn't have any big, wild, crazy dreams to be a realtor. However, so that's how we work today. I have to address, and you hear people say all the time, I'm so grateful for what I've been through. I wouldn't change it because it made me who I am today. And I know when some people hear that and they're in the midst, they're in a different space, they're in it, right? That's difficult for them to hear. And it almost sounds like something to appease them. And one thing I will offer that I have found in my life, because when I got through my first breakthrough, like breakdown, then a breakthrough, I naively thought, okay, this is it. Now it's a straight path forward until I dumped off the next time and the next time and the next time. And there is a world where I could discover all of these challenges as negative things, as where I've fallen down and it's not meant for me. And the discussion today is what I really want to bring out is when you get to that spot, we have choices. We often feel like we don't. We feel like we're a product of our circumstance. And my encouragement is how it's actually, you'll understand when I get there, is going to be doing less in those moments as opposed to frantically doing more. And it's mindset. So let me just start. I definitely have had an interesting, there's not enough time in this podcast for sure to hear everything, but I had an interesting coming into the world. And I will tell you that, I mean, I'm going to be 55 December 1st, if anyone wants to send a card. I'm always open to sharing the However, I am going to be 55, and most of what the ahas or the revelations I've discovered have been in the last few years. So I've lived all those years without understanding, without like living in my own world and having these things come at me over and over and over again and thinking, like we all do, that I already know everything there is to know, not in the world, I mean about my situation. And we form an opinion about ourselves, about people around us. It's very, very easy to slip into victim role. And this is, I'll talk about this at the end from my perspective, because that could set off a lot of triggers for people when we talk about victimization. So I'll save that for the end. But just to begin, so I was born into a family. And the interesting thing, I never thought about it much before a few years ago. What was that family like before I came? I didn't have one iota. I didn't know I was supposed to care. I certainly didn't know that it would have such a profound effect on my life. And I wouldn't understand any of that. So I was traveling, and I think that's fair to say for many of us, right? We come into a situation and we just go forward. We just go forward. And understanding other people's perspectives is really important. So in my certain case, I mean, I was born, and whenever I say this, I'm ready for people to call me a liar, but I'm telling you that I was not an oops. I was not an accident. All right. But I was born about 8 years after my youngest sibling. So they're 8, 10, and 12 years older than me. And I was born, I believe, having learned over these last few years, I found out that it was actually, I see you don't have too much time to go until break. So I will say I was born. That's great. I'm not going to go through my whole life, but I was born into a certain dynamic where three kids already existed for almost an entire decade within this element. And I was born as, hoping, just, you know, people say have a baby and they might, and it'll make it all better. And that was what I've learned, sort of situation I was born into. I didn't know I was supposed to be this big problem solver in a family. So that was an eye opener about 49 years later. However, what transpired between that were a lot of inter-family dynamics that I didn't understand. And I was very much put in a box and had people have expectations about who I was, what I felt, how I thought about things, perhaps that I was selfish. These certain things had nothing to do with me. They say that people's opinions of you is none of your business. And that's probably a good place if you need to. Do you need to break? I'm not sure.
Yes, we should go
Okay.
to
Okay. I
Okay,
promise
we'll
I'll
come
speed it up.
back. We'll come back shortly.
Okay. And I will speed that up for you.
You a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to Self-Aware Soul. As I was mentioning earlier today, or earlier, that this space was created to share insights and tools to navigate through life challenges. And there's a little something I'd like to share about this week that has been a very rough week for me, and I feel it's something I can share with. So to begin with, I have a very close loved one who is in the hospital in ICU, and due to high winds, the tree just fell, and that's covered my roof on the garage, and there's a hole. A lot of things that has happened, and I noticed myself that I was calm through all this storm that was happening around me, and I did actually analyze myself that I'm feeling the calm, and what is it? And I think the main thing was, I guess I have gotten into a habit of prioritizing what needed to be addressed. And that was first my family, even though things were happening around my house due to the high winds. And after dealing with that, there's other things, but I've been calm through all that. And I think main thing is, rather than reacting and thinking, why is this happening to me? Is the main thing is just deal with one thing at a time and just address it. Address it according to what the priority needs and face that. And if you don't think about the problem itself, it won't look like a problem. It's just like, okay, what need to be done? As Melissa was mentioning about, you know, the victimhood or victim mentality. So if we don't stay in that victim mentality state, then we won't be a victim to anything. So basically, the best way to deal with challenges is not look at them as challenges. Look at a situation and find a solution for that. Right, Melissa? So welcome back, Melissa. Let's...
Hi. Yeah, and I think to speed it up, I know you don't have a ton of time on here. The number, you people are often surprised at the number of adversities, total breakdowns, whether it's financial, home, relationship, business deals, that have been hundreds of thousands of dollars that have crashed and fallen. And of course, more importantly, relationships, right? With self and others. And I am writing a book, so you'll see that in the book, What Doesn't Kill Me, that'll be coming out in 2026. And you'll be able to see that. But for this podcast, what you're saying 100%, I think the best thing is to deal with or to speak on that feeling of victim. My experience when I talk to people and we bring up this victimization, like, you know, and using phrases like don't be a victim is very confusing to the afflicted, because they're not, they feel like this actually happened to me. Like, what are you talking about? And the need to be heard, everybody has that need to be heard and to be felt. And so when I would love to dig down into what I'm talking about when I say about victim, because I am not denying or taking away the hurt party's right to be hurt. 100%. It is what we do with that. The number of times I have built and been broken down and built again and been broken down. At any of those times, I could have stopped. And I mean this emotionally, not business-wise, emotionally and professionally. And the important thing is when you are broken down, and trust you me, I got some bad news, people. This isn't going to stop. Like, we are cyclical. It will look different, your breakdown. Some will be much more intense and effect on your life. Some will not be. Some will include others. But they are always, they may change shape, but they're always going to come. And there's a good reason for that. The growth that comes from that experience is possible. I talk to so many people who, some have never heard that, first of all. They've been brought up in families of, here we go again. We're the underdog. Everyone's pooping on us. I don't know if you can swear here. So pooping on us. Like, they've had a history of this, and they've adapted it as, this is my family curse. Whereas I'm all about, what else could it be, right? That's true. Like, that could be it. What if there was a possibility that there was something else happening there, and all you had to do was be exposed to seeing that opportunity? And what I mean is, we get to, I don't know about you, but my experience, I'm going to talk about God. Hopefully everyone's okay with that. He's a big part of my life, and spirituality in general has been a very big part of my life. However, when you become a victim, it's really hard to think about anything spiritual or anything helping you. But we tend to surrender. When you're a victim, we've surrendered everything to either our abuser or the one who's done us wrong. We are giving all the power. I used to tell one of my daughters, her brother would he was an expert at pushing her buttons, an expert. In fact, he did it for sport. And she, in return, would get so upset, like physically, emotionally, mentally, so upset. And all they were, well, I'm not going to say all they were, but they were words. And she didn't understand that she had a chance to own those words or not own those words. So I would always get her to punch a pillow and explain to her, you're giving all your power to him. This is joy for him. Right. And you don't have to participate in it. And in life, we quite often think that whatever is shown to us, whatever is offered to us, whatever is on our plate We need to participate. I mean, try and drive down 404 with an accident on the other side, and you'll understand what I mean. Very few people can drive by without making that part of their day. They need to see what's going on. They need to see it. And we do that in our life. And I understand the feeling of being powerless, the feeling of, now, I'm going to correct my word. I just had a message sent to me instead of saying being powerless. And I want you to understand it's feeling powerless. Okay. You aren't actually powerless in those moments, but you're experiencing a lot of grief. And there is a surrender that needs to happen, right? I mean, if you believe, whatever you believe in, the surrender, and it usually happens if any of you can, you know, share in this experience where there's something that's gone wrong in your life and you are trying everything to make it change. You are, I mean, you're not sleeping at night, you're up, you're redoing the calculations of the bills because surely it's going to work out differently this time. You're losing sleep. It's just all encompassing. And there will come a time if you don't find a solution or you don't find the person who can help you in that situation, there will come a time where you, in some form or another, you will drop to your knees. You will lay on the ground. I have been laid out flat in my backyard on the ground like this with my kids coming out going, "What's happening?" And I'm like, and that's me in that particular moment, surrendering not to my aggressor, but surrendering. And we all say some form of somebody, God, universe, help me. And we get to that last moment. And for myself, most often, what happens after that fateful day, and I finally give up and I ask for help, something arrives in the form of help. Be it something that solves the problem, be it a fresh mind, be it a new way for me to look at what's happening. Most often it's a peace that comes over me, right? It's a peace that comes over me. And what I've learned very long lessons through the years, and what I'm really working on now is living, and you said it, Jacintha, when you were talking about being in that storm and being able to retain a calm. And most of us think this isn't available to us. It's for other people. They don't understand how big this problem is. There's a lot of veritable reasons and excuses why you wouldn't believe, because this is a leap of faith in yourself. This is a leap of faith in yourself that you can walk through life without having to get to that desperate point where you're throwing your body down to say, "I can't do this anymore by myself," to where every day you do a little bit of remembering, right? Remembering what you do possess, what you do have, the good person that you are. Maybe you don't feel like it today, but that you have been, that difference you made in someone's life. You know, if we remember this, and we remember to ask for help every morning. Be with me, and you can call it God, universe, you know, flower, sunflower, whatever you want to call it. Connect, be with me. I don't want to walk alone. I need you with me. And people, I know that's a lot. You're about to go to break.
One more minute.
Yeah, I can see that you're about to go to break. And when we come back from break, what I would love to do to sort of bring it all together for you is talking about the difference between understanding and feeling when you're going through that, and how small people quite often think hope is a solution. And I want to show you that hope is just it's this small. It is an opening this small. It's like you're in a dark car and you have everything closed and you lift up the shade of your car or your house and you see just a slit of sunshine. And just that, if you remember a time that you've done that, after many, many days of rain, just a slip. You can even see there's not as many shadows. And that's where hope begins. And we'll talk
about
that.
Thank you, Melissa. We're going to get into a break and we'll come back and talk some more.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever wondered what truly lies beneath the calm? I'm Jacinta Yang. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Radio NYC as we explore healing, self-discovery, and a space where science meets spirits to help you find peace in a busy world. Take a deep breath and tune in to Beneath the Calm, where every conversation guides you back to the calm within.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Thank you back. Thank you for being here with us today at Beneath the Calm. Our guest, Melissa Taylor, who is a realtor. Before I bring her back, I just want to share something about her so that you know who she really is. I met Melissa when she came for a healing session, and we had a very interesting, I think our first session was just amazing. We had a good laugh because so many of her guides came in and gave messages, and the message is that she is here to really help many people that need support and guidance. And the real estate business that she's in is actually a vehicle for her to do what she's meant to do on her path in life. Now, after that, actually, I have to say she helped me find my home, sell my home. I moved to Keswick. But she has proven to be a really unique realtor. She helped me actually pack to move because I was actually going through a lot of health struggle myself. And it was so nice to have someone like her just offered, she just brought boxes and start packing. But aside from that, a few years ago, when my son was diagnosed with cancer, I didn't know too many people in this new town that I moved into. She was one of the person that was in this town. I called her, I guess I needed support, and she came over. And we, I think it was 10:30 at night, and she was with me till midnight. And that just really shows who she really is. She's there when you need help. She's very busy. You cannot get a hold of her on a normal basis. I know that because sometimes she doesn't respond to the text messages. But one thing about her is that when she knows that you really need, she does show up. And I am so grateful to have a friend like her because I think we both share similar values. We are always here for anyone that need us. Anyone that needs support will always be there. So I want to share that anyone that feels that they are struggling through life struggles and challenges, you're not alone. There's always someone in in your life that probably you know, and if you don't know, that's fine too. But I just want you to know you're not alone. If you're hearing this, you can reach us at any time, and we will be more than happy to be there to lend a helping hand, a shoulder to cry on, an ear for you to fill. That I am going to say, I am happy to say that it comes from both of us. Right, Melissa?
Definitely.
So I want to thank you for being such an amazing friend and for being the person that you are. We certainly have a path in a very similar ways. Welcome
yes.
back.
Thank you so much, Jacinta, and that is shared. And it's been such a joy getting to know you and share the good works that we can do together. So that's been fantastic. And I value you. So thank you very much. I just want to say, you're going to say in the next segment, I hope, the thing.
What thing?
About my dad. The message?
Oh, yes.
Are you doing that in the next segment? So I'll continue.
Now that you reminded me, sure.
Okay. Make sure you say that because that links us very uniquely. So back to what we were saying and that feeling. And when I am in that feeling, it feels like you are the only person who would understand. Like yourself. You're the only person that could possibly understand this. And I grew up really as a people pleaser. I didn't understand why, but once I understood kind of how I was brought into the world, it makes sense to me now at 54, 55, December 1st, I'm just saying, at 54, it makes me understand it. However, I really judged and based my happiness on the reactions of people around me. I can't say that I outwardly was ever taught that. I wasn't forced to do that. It was a path that gave me, I thought, the best fulfillment that I could have, right? Is if you make someone else happy, then okay, I've done something right. And my world became separated into right and wrong. And listen, everybody around me, including my family, had their own standards or requirements for right and wrong. So you add up all those people, I don't know how I thought I could make everybody happy and as a result get a big piece of happiness myself. Thankfully, so many people have come into my life, you being one, Jacinta. So many people have come and programs that I've done. I work tirelessly on my growth, my growth spiritually, emotionally, all of it. And it is a forever thing. And the fact, I remember doing one course and it talked about how kind of like the oxygen mask, right? You need to take care of yourself before you take care of someone else. And I was probably in my 20s. I was the youngest, remember? Everyone else had families and I was the youngest. And my mom and dad were considering moving away. And she was very, very like, how could I do that and leave my grandchildren and leave my family? And so here was my opportunity to offer my mom a gift. So I thought, let me tell you, it fell flat. My gift to her was, you know, Mom, you've worked so hard to raise us and, you know, we all love each other and we're here. It would be such a beautiful and healthy thing for you to do what you wanted. And so the reaction from that, this was my first attempt to, you know, try this out, which everyone assured me wasn't selfish. It's, you know, what we need, which I do truly believe, by the way. You have to follow what suits for you. However, it didn't land that way. And so you can imagine if the basis of my value is on what people think of me and what they think I'm doing, well, she literally looked at me in absolute disgust and said that would be the most selfish thing she could do. And she couldn't believe that that was something I would suggest. So you see, it was born completely from "You deserve this too, Mom," and it was rejected with a ferocity, and that threw me off that ladder for a long time, because I'm just talking to you about it today. So clearly it was impactful, and so many moments in my life about that. And part of what I'm talking about, you know, breaking down and rebuilding it, I did it probably many, many, many tens of thousands of times more than I needed to, because that would break me down. I was a product of my environment. If someone was happy, I was happy. If someone was angry, it was my fault. I didn't suddenly become unhappy. I became responsible. It could be completely something not to do with me or not even in my family, but I was responsible. It was something I did. That is a lot of weight to carry. And I did understand that, wait a second, this being in a box or being this predictable person is not helping me at all. I'm exhausted, I'm beaten down, and I'm tired, and I'm certainly not going towards anything that was in my vision. I was like a pinball in a pinball machine. I was just trying to make that person happy, then that person happy. It's just everyone I came into contact, as long as I could make them happy, then life was grand. And it took a lot of courage. Some people literally do not think. They think it's extremely selfish to think of yourself. And this will be an interesting twist, and I hope you can understand. And Jacinta, correct me if you think I need to expound on it. Because what gave me the freedom was actually to look at what I was responsible for. Now, I use the word, and I coach as well, and I coach to my team and obviously my kids. And I constantly tell them is, when something happens, okay, our immediate thing is the reaction. We're the victim. What happened to us? That's our immediate reaction. And I immediately say to them, this is fantastic. I want you to pick up a mirror. I don't want you to tell me how bad, because two things can be true. That person could have hurt you. All of those things, I'm not taking that away from you. And what is something that you could have done differently or can do differently right now? You cannot leave all of the power in that person, in that oppressor. If that person, whether it's a friend and they've hurt you, you can't be the victim. And when I speak about this, it's more of like you wear it. It's a coat you wear inside your house. You know, you are vulnerable. And the way to change your vulnerability is to pick up that mirror. Because when you become responsible for a thing, I'm not saying for the incident, I'm saying for how I'm feeling right now. Do I own it? Do I objectify? Is there a way that I can surrender and speak with God, the universe, whatever that connection is? I strongly believe we all need that power bigger than ourselves. But you want to be responsible for something, because then you are response able. You are not able to respond to any situation until you can own it. Look at a flag in the wind, cannot stop waving. It can't just stop waving. The wind needs to stop in order for it to stop waving. You aren't a flag. You are filled with that people may not know. Opinions and questions. I find we all are filled with so many questions and we're afraid to ask because we're supposed to know, right? We're all adults. And if we're not adults, we figure there's a magic key that opens the door when we're 40 and it gives us all the answers to life, you know, and it just isn't so. It is that development of those skills of loving yourself and saying, wait, I want to be responsible for something, and I am. I'm not leaving this space till I figure out what it is, because I want to be able to respond.
We're going into a break. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Thank you for being with us today. Before we went on break, Melissa was talking about being responsible. I'm just going to touch a little bit about that. We are responsible for ourselves first before we are responsible for anybody. We are responsible for our reaction. We are responsible to how we take things when somebody is trying to hurt us. They can only hurt us if we allow them. And yes, I do say if we allow them. And sometimes it's difficult. It's difficult in spite of that, of the fact that we know that we have our own power and we can be only affected if we give the power to the other person who's hurting us. So it's up to us to choose whether we want to own what they are throwing at us or we just want to just grab it and toss it aside. Now, I think Melissa wanted me to share some of the insights and visions, I guess, during our sessions. I do, with my gifts, I do sometimes see visions and messages and you name it. It can happen at any time. I don't have control over what comes through when. But I recall Melissa on a yearly basis in January. We always get together. She liked to get some of insights and feel about what she wants to know, how her year's going to be. And whether I intend or not, I do sense and feel and see things when someone is talking to me.
And are you doing the dad thing, Jacinta?
Yes.
Like so, this is the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So before we do the dad thing, I'll say that I think the first time my connection to your dad was we were having lunch or dinner for your birthday. And we just met recently and I didn't know anything about your family, where they are or what they are. It was suddenly I asked her, have you thought of going to Vancouver, not knowing your father was there? And shortly after our meeting, you found out your dad was ill and then you had gone over. Anyhow, during one of the times when I was getting message for you, your dad had mentioned something about the Northern Lights. And for years, I think it drove us both crazy wondering what that meant, because that was the only thing he gave. Just one word, Northern Light.
Let me just say here, because I mean, I can tell you, do you know how many things have there's weights that have Northern Light, there's musicals, I spent a long time searching.
Well, not only you, so with me too. And I don't remember when it was, but I think finally I got this message that that Northern Light, that message that you got was that you were the Northern Light. So expand on that and share mm-hmm. how you feel that resonate with you.
Mm-hmm. It definitely did resonate with me, because there's been like an uncanny thing that has followed in my life. And I certainly am not claiming to understand it even today. However, I'm more going with the flow of life. So I expect it. I'm, you know, and I enjoy it. But throughout, throughout my life, people would gravitate to me in situations where maybe you don't even want to be gravitated to, like you're trying to hide, right?
That's what the empath, the energy does. Yeah. You know, we gravitate people to us because they need that support.
And it was freaky as heck for the majority of my life, because perfect strangers would share, like in a standing, like together, very personal challenges and things. And it was just so bizarre. And I would attempt to hide, but it would just happen. Where, didn't matter where you were. So that started to, when you said that years later, and it obviously was happening, it actually made sense. And not like immediately my ego self is saying, I'm not taking that like, oh, she's the Northern Light. I'm not taking it like that at all. How I take it is I have a responsibility while I'm here to be able to not avoid those connections, but I'm meant to make those connections for, and listen, sometimes it's for the other person and sometimes it's for me. Right. And I don't question that anymore. And I'm very open to meeting people and being present in that situation and whatever happens. One of the and being responsible. And that really changed my life. And that is, I'm going to tell you guys, in whatever situation you find yourself, even if you think that's ridiculous and I can't do it, and what do you mean I'm responsible, right? Remember, I'm talking about response. I want to get you to response able. I'm not telling you to blame. I'm not telling, and it might not be about the past. It might be what you can do right now. But I want you to understand, I have not found one person I have come into contact with that has not had that discovery of where they actually do have choice, where they do have control, where they do have help, where there is something to actually do instead. And that's it. And I think Jacinta will agree, even with your work, Jacinta, I'm an instrument to help. I'm not the one that solves everything. I strongly believe that you have a God that has this sorted out. And because of our free will, there's confusion. And we run across people in our lives who are able to show us to think a different way. You know, I remember, this is a crazy thing, and I know we're almost ending, but it's nuts. But if you're that person that, I remember driving down and all of a sudden, trees. I've passed trees. I grew up in a campground. There's like trees everywhere. And all of a sudden, all the trees looked differently. Like if you think about it, trees can, you can either see them as sitting on the ground, right? They've got their roots, but they're sitting on the ground. Or you can see them reaching from the earth. And it's such a slight perspective difference. And quite frankly, I've never been able to get that back again, because when you try to do these things, just like when you try to solve your own problems by yourself, you very rarely are going to get to the best solution. You 100% will get band-aids. I should be covered in band-aids from head to toe. I really should. And if you're out there, I'd love to sit and talk with you and tell you about all the band-aids. However, you don't need to, and you are okay either way. I want to be today with Jacinta, with great gratitude, letting me be here. Maybe that one who lifts that that little blind for you, so you can see that bit of light. Because Jacintha, myself, and so many other people in my world are actually really ready to listen. And we're not, I can speak to myself. I'm not special. I'm just a person.
Yeah. And speaking about responsibility, we are responsible for our own happiness. And therefore, it's up to us to be willing to take the step to take care of ourselves. And sometimes we need help to help take care of ourselves. And when we don't know, when we are suffering, sometimes we do feel very helpless. So I just urge you, any of the listeners that are going through a rough patch or know someone that's going through a rough patch, that, you know, there is support, there's help. And not to be embarrassed or shy or feel ashamed to reach out, because you deserve to be happy. You deserve to make a change. Life will always throw us challenges, but it's up to us how we face them. In the beginning, we may not know how to, but when we reach out for support, reach out to either Melissa or me, we will help give you tools. And once you use the tools, get adapt to using the tools. And that way, when new challenges arrive, it won't be a challenge. It will be just something to get through. As I was mentioning,
Can I just say one quick thing, Jacintha, on that before you close out? I want them to know that help, like Jacintha's talking about, doesn't look like an answer. It doesn't look like a doctor with the answer. It looks like a change. It looks like a difference. It looks like when you now look at that family picture, you want to smash it. Or it looks like you found a shard of glass that belonged in that picture. It will look broken. And that's hope. That's hope, as long as it's different. Go ahead, sorry.
And hope is a big deal, actually, when we hope that we can get through it. So hang on to that hope, I would say. Hang on to that hope and believe that the sun will shine after the rain. The rainbow will come up. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Just believe. So thank you all today. And I hope that both Melissa and I were able to share something that can put a little light in your world. And then you can shine your own light. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks to Cynthia so much.
Thank you.